School board meetings across the country in recent months have devolved into shouting contests and boxing matches in states like California, Florida, Minnesota, New York, and Texas. School board meetings have become ground zero for charged issues like mask-wearing mandates, COVID-19 vaccines and testing requirements, or how race is taught. Specifically, critical race theory. Illinois Democrat Senator Dick Durbin noted the rise in violence against school board officials at a hearing with Attorney General Merrick Garland.
It's happening all across the country. In my state, as I mentioned, a 30-year-old man arrested and charged with battery, disorderly conduct after striking a school board member at a meeting. California, father yelling profanities at an elementary school principal. His daughter calmed him down. He later returned to confront the principal and struck a teacher in the face who attempted to intervene. Ohio, a school board member sent a threatening letter saying, "We're coming after you." In Texas, a parent physically assaulting a teacher, ripping off her mask. And it goes on and on and on.
The rise in violence caused the National School Board Association to send a letter to the Biden administration asking for help. The association asked for the Justice Department, the FBI, Homeland Security, and Secret Service to help monitor threat levels. The letter documented more than 20 instances of threats and harassment. It cited the September arrest of an Illinois man for aggravated battery and disorderly conduct for allegedly striking a school official at a meeting. Days later, Garland issued a memo instructing Justice Department divisions to coordinate with local law enforcement to crack down on the violence. The memo cited a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff. Senate Republicans hammered Garland's response as an attack on First Amendment rights and insisted he rescind the directive. Here's Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Missouri Senator Josh Hawley.
They involve things like insults. They involve a Nazi salute. That's one of the examples. My God, a parent did a Nazi salute at a school board because he thought the policies were oppressive. General Garland is doing a Nazi salute at an elected official. Is that protected by the First Amendment?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You have weaponized the FBI and the Department of Justice. Your U.S. attorneys are now collecting and cataloging all the ways that they might prosecute parents like Mr. Smith because they want to be involved in their children's education and they want to have a say in their elected officials. It's wrong. It is unprecedented, to my knowledge, in the history of this country, and I call on you to resign.
The National School Board Association has since rescinded the letter that said some of the acts could be considered domestic terrorism. But Garland hasn't rescinded his directive. He doubled down in the face of Republican scrutiny.
All of us have seen these reports of violence and threats of violence. That is what the Justice Department is concerned about. It's not only in the context of violence and threats of violence against school board members, school personnel, teachers, staff. It's in a rising tide of threats of violence against judges, against prosecutors, against secretaries of state, against election administrators, against doctors, against protesters, against news reporters. That's the reason, that's what we are concerned about, that's part of our core responsibility. The only thing the Justice Department is concerned about is violence and threats of violence.
Garland's appearance before the Senate committee was the second congressional appearance in recent weeks where Republicans have taken aim at his memo directing Justice Department officials to monitor and assess threat levels against school board officials. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.